wisdom for tomorrow today. His word will give you hope so you can face another day. His word will give you strength to know he's sovereign in his ways. His word will give you joy. His word will grow your faith. Consider his word. Consider his word. His word.
From the heart of the Florida Everglades, this is Consider His Word. Today we want to encourage you to consider what God says in His Word, the Bible. Join Pastor Harlan Payne as he opens the Bible and helps us consider His Word.
Consider His Word.
Welcome to Consider His Word. 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, "Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new." Has your life been changed by the Lord Jesus Christ? The last few weeks, we've been studying in the Scripture where people's lives were changed with just a few words. We looked at the life of Matthew and how his life was changed. Last week, we talked about Bartimaeus, the man who was blind, whose life was changed by Jesus with just a few words. Today, we're going to look at another individual, one that is well known, a man of song for many years. Many of you grew up singing the song about Zacchaeus was a wee little man. And today, we're going to see how the life of Zacchaeus was changed with just a few words. While you're looking for your Bible, we're going to be in Luke chapter 19 today, and I would encourage you to go and find a Bible and join with us as we consider the Word of God today. Luke chapter 19. I'm going to read the whole account here in just a few moments, but I want to give you a second to find your Bible while you're doing that. Go look at our website, www.considerhisword.org. At the website, you'll find a number of things there. There's some resources that will help you in your own Christian walk and Christian life with the Lord. If you don't know the Lord, there's a place there that will show you how you can know Christ as your own personal Savior. There are a number of other things. If you'd like to hear the previous messages about lives changed with few words, they're posted there. Just click on the link that says radio. Our broadcast is now heard all across the country on the internet and on four or five different radio stations, including here at the Big Cypress Reservation where this broadcast is produced. So go check out our website, www.considerhisword.org. Let's get into the Scripture. Luke chapter 19, I want to begin reading at verse 1. The Bible says, "And Jesus entered and passed through Jericho. Behold, there was a man named Zacchaeus, which was the chief among the publicans, and he was rich. And he sought to see Jesus, who he was, and could not for the press, because he was little of stature. And he ran before and climbed up into a sycamore tree to see him, for he was to pass that way. And when Jesus came to the place, he looked up and saw him, and said unto him, Zacchaeus, make haste, and come down, for today I must abide at thy house. And he made haste, and came down, and received him joyfully. When they saw it, they all murmured, saying, that he was gone to be the guest with a man that is a sinner. And Zacchaeus stood and said unto the Lord, Behold, Lord, the half of my goods I give to the poor. And if I have taken anything from any man by false accusation, I restore him fourfold. And Jesus said unto him, This day is salvation come to this house, for as much as he also is the son of Abraham. For the Son of Man came to seek and to save that which was lost." We see Zacchaeus first as a seeker. He was the chief among the publicans, the Bible says. The publicans were the tax collectors. Apparently, he was some kind of a supervisor or leader among these publicans. Perhaps all others accepted their assignments from him, and perhaps they even brought their money to him before it was passed on to the Romans. So we know these things, that he was chief among the publicans. He was a leader. He was also rich. The Bible says that in no uncertain terms, that he was rich. You know, he got rich by taking his cut as a publican. And most likely, his wealth was immediately known by the way that he dressed. And the Bible says that he sought to see Jesus, who he was. He was a seeker. He wanted to see who Jesus was. This is an interesting phrase, and perhaps Zacchaeus had heard about Matthew. We talked about that a few weeks ago. Perhaps he had heard about Jesus in the marketplace and that there was a man who had come from Nazareth, and he wanted to see who he was, wanted to see what he was like. You know, there were many who wanted to see Jesus. Even King Herod wanted to see Jesus at one time, to see if he was really all that he said. Could he do the miracles? Was he the Son of God? Was he going to lead a revolt against the Roman? Was he really the Messiah? And Zacchaeus, in his attempt to see Jesus, was having a hard time because of two things: the press, the crowd, the Bible says, and because he was short. And so he ran ahead, the Bible says in verse 4, and he climbed up in a sycamore tree where he could see Jesus. And so then Jesus came by as he was passing through, and he looked up and he saw him. You know, I think Jesus knew that Zacchaeus was there all the time, and he knew that he was looking for him, that he was a seeker. And so his words to Zacchaeus were very short. Jesus did not preach a sermon here. Jesus did not go into some long dialogue. He just simply said to him, "Make haste," or "hurry up and come down, for today I must abide at thy house." Those simple words, "make haste and come down," changed Zacchaeus' life forever. Notice that Jesus called him by name. How did he know his name? I think Jesus knows everybody's name. He even knows your name. And Jesus knows your heart. And he told him to make haste. There's no time for delay. 2 Corinthians 6 says, "Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation." And he told him to come down. Interesting phrase. He said, "Zacchaeus, come down." I think he was not only talking about coming down out of the tree, but maybe to come down from his pride as a leader and as a rich man, to come down from his position in life. It was not a great position because most people hated him. The Jews hated him because he was collecting taxes and giving it to the Romans, and the Romans hated him because he knew that Zacchaeus was taking his cut and perhaps shorting him a little bit. His message to Zacchaeus, the message of Jesus to Zacchaeus was, "Hurry up, come down. Today, we're going to have fellowship." And with those words, Zacchaeus was saved and his life was changed forever. He did come down. And I like what the Bible says, that verse 6, it says that he received him joyfully. He didn't just receive the Lord, he received him joyfully. I think when people realize when they are saved from their sin and their sin is forgiven, there is joy to be had. And Jesus brings that joy when we realize that we're lost and now we're saved. We were in darkness and now we can walk in the light. And what a change there was in Zacchaeus' life. The Bible speaks of it in verse 8. You know, he went from being greedy to being very generous. Because he said, "Half of all that I have, I'm going to give to the poor." Zacchaeus probably saw the poor every day. And now, rather than trying to get with his hands open, he's trying to give with an open heart. I think he went from repentance to restoration. Because the Bible said, Jesus said, today salvation has come to this house. It was evidence of his own salvation that day Zacchaeus was saved. His life was changed with just the words, make haste and come down. I think that could be a message for you, that you need to hurry up. You've been thinking about Jesus for some time, or you've heard about him. You've heard some messages. Perhaps you've been hearing the radio broadcasts on this station or on the internet, and you know that at some point you're going to have to make a decision about Jesus. Well, do it today. Quit putting it off. Give your life to the Lord Jesus Christ and let him change you. You see, Jesus said it here, the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which is lost. Oh, do you know if you're lost or if you're saved? If you've never received Christ as your Savior, if you've never put your faith in him, the Bible says that you are lost. You're without hope, and your ultimate destination is eternity in hell. Wouldn't you like to see that changed? Jesus said to Zacchaeus, salvation has come to your house today. You know, salvation could come to your house. By trusting Christ as your Savior, your life can be changed. You can be saved, go from lost to saved, and know that you have eternal life in Christ. Zacchaeus just thought he was seeking Jesus, but you know, really, Jesus was seeking him, and Jesus is seeking you as well. And he wants you to come into his home. Jesus said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. The invitation is still open. You can still come to Christ. Or you can come to him by faith, trusting him. The Bible says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, that is that you want Jesus to take control in your life, and believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, that a dead man lived, and his name was Jesus. Do you believe it? Do you believe it in your heart? And the Bible says that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Have you called upon him? You can do that today. Just open your heart to him and ask him to save you, to come into your life. Repent of your sin. Turn away from your sin. And give your life to Christ today. Zacchaeus did that. He realized his sin, gave his life to Christ, and with those few words, make haste, come down, his life was changed forever. Our time is gone. Join us again next week when we open the scripture and consider his word.
Word will give you wisdom for tomorrow, today. His word will give you hopes you can face another day. His word will give you strength to know he's sovereign in his ways. His word will give you joy. His word will grow your faith. Consider his word. Consider his word. His word.
Thank you for listening today. Visit our website at www.considerhisword.org. Please pray for this ministry and join us next week when once again we open God's book and consider his word.
Consider his word. Consider his word.